Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about The Lodge, an outstanding program that has been developed in Bethlehem, which provides a unique and much-needed opportunity to blur the line and challenge the stigma that surrounds mental health. My guests this evening are Ian Panico, who is the director of The Lodge, a supported residential program for adults in Northampton County with mental illness, and Tara and Gregory, residents of The Lodge Supported Housing Program. The Lodge is a supported residential program for adults in Northampton County with mental illness. And Cafe The Lodge provides wonderful opportunities for breakfast and lunch on a daily basis. Ian, how did you become involved with the Lodge?
So I actually, I found The Lodge after I graduated college from Kutztown University, my bachelor's degree in clinical counseling psychology. And it was about a year after the program had opened, so before a vocational program, Cafe The Lodge had opened yet. And when I interviewed, the program was bare. I think I explained before, we were operating out of a small office that was on Fillmore Street. And really, I think if you had asked Jackie to this day, who was the assistant program director at the time, she would say the only reason that I got my job, or the big push for my job, was that I had background experience in restaurants. So I've worked in restaurants since I was 12. So I've always been involved in the restaurant industry. And when I finished up school for clinical counseling psychology, I found The Lodge, which is the supported housing program, and Cafe The Lodge, which is our vocational program.
So it's the Lodge consists of two programs.
Yes.
One is a residential program.
Yes.
And the other is a vocational program.
Yes.
Now, people who participate in the residential program, do they also participate in The Lodge?
But
it doesn't necessarily go.
No, they don't. They don't have to. So some of our residents do work in the cafe. We do a normal kind of a competitive hiring process amongst the mental health community. So we do a same interview process that you would at any other place of employment. So you have an interview, you need to show up on time and dressed appropriately, and you have to be able to explain why you feel like you're appropriate for the job. And if you pass the interview process, you are offered a job. And that's a resident's option on if we have availability in the vocational program, they can apply for a job there. Otherwise, they can do other activities in the community to fulfill their program requirements.
And when you say the program requirements, what does that mean?
So we require that our residents fulfill 8 hours of structured activity a week, and our structured activity is defined as either educational, employment, or volunteer work. And really, it's broadly based around those categories so that one of our residents can choose an activity that means something to them, so gives them purpose and meaning to their life. And, you know, really, our residents are the ones that are responsible for deciding that. We require, we encourage people to choose things that they like, but they're the ones that ultimately decide what they want to do. Because, for example, if I told Tara, I think you should be going back to school, and Tara says, I don't want to go to school, I want to volunteer, and I make her go back to school, it's not going to be a benefit to her. It's she needs to be the one that's deciding what she wants to do with her life. And who are we to be the ones to say that? So,
You know, as you're talking, it really comes to mind that The Lodge, which is an opportunity for people with mental health problems to come and make a life for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Either volunteering or earning a living or working in the cafe or perhaps returning to school, mm-hmm. if that's their will. Now, this is a very different concept.
Yes.
very different concept of mental health. And this all came about because the closing of what?
Allentown State Hospital. So the state hospital closed a number of years ago. I don't know the exact date, but I want to say it was around 2010 because that's when our program opened its doors. So the Lodge came about when the Allentown State Hospital closed. There was a request for providers in the community, and a proposal was submitted by Resources for Human Development, who we're part of, by Ike Van Munster, our program director at the time, for a community-based Fairweather Lodge program, which is what we have now, is the Lodge. The proposal was accepted, and it was developed from there. And I think I said when I first interviewed, it was in this small little office that was about 8 by 10. It was very cramped, and our program building hadn't even really been built yet. So the Allentown State Hospital had closed, and there was a big push for community-integrated living. The state hospital didn't help anybody. It was basically locking people up and saying, okay, this is where you're going to be, and that's that, and there's no growth for your life, there's no opportunity for advancement. So when the hospital closed, it was a wonderful thing because it pushed people to be in the community and living in the community, and our program was developed to give people that push and that requirement to develop their life and fulfill their goals based on what they want to do.
So the closing of the state hospital, which really was a storage place, or a storage bin, mm-hmm. for people who were diagnosed with mental illness. It was really a storage bin, mm-hmm. because they didn't give them any hope.
No, once you're in the hospital, you're in the hospital, and there's not goal development. It's maintaining, you know, in the hospital. You're not pushing to have people actively graduate the program. You know, we are constantly pushing for people to be working on their goals and moving forward with their life, because that's natural living. That's life. That's how it is.
Well, the Lodge sounds like a wonderful opportunity for people to make an impact with their lives.
Absolutely.
And to make decisions on their own based upon who they are and what they want to achieve in their lives. And the Lodge offers that opportunity. I want to turn to Tara. Tara, how long have you been associated with the Lodge?
About 10 months, since the beginning of September.
And what brought you to the Lodge, Tara?
I was at a mental health facility, got medicated at the Hope House, and then I moved on to something that was a little bit more independent called Reflections, and they will let you go there. It's more like a respite. You can go there to just get your head right if you're having trouble and you just need to relax and get your thoughts together. And everyone that works there is actually a CPS, a certified peer specialist. And they recommended me to the Lodge, and I actually, they're the ones that pretty much gave me the resource of the Lodge.
And what is a certified peer specialist, Dion?
They're a peer, so a person with a mental health diagnosis that has gone through a certification process. And that certification process teaches them some skills to be working with individuals and supporting them. But part of being a certified peer specialist is that a person is, they're required to speak about their own recovery, and it's an important component, and it allows people to kind of connect on that level.
Now, so when you joined the Lodge, how did you hear about the Lodge?
The certified peer specialist.
The certified peer specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you find in the program that was special for you? How did it change your life?
Well, when Ian interviewed me, he made it very clear that there are requirements that you have to do. And
Such as
having the structured activities, the 8 hours a week or more, but the minimum was 8, volunteering work or education. I volunteer. Then you also, there's activities with the Lodge. You have to do at least 8 a month, but you can do more. They offer volunteer work actually for, you get like different other privileges, like a cleaning box full of cleaning products, anything you need for your house. It teaches you responsibility and reliability and it's structured. It keeps you stabilized.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about a very wonderful program that has been established. It's called The Lodge. And it's a program It's the Lodge is a supported residential program for adults in Northampton County with mental illness. But it provides such a very wonderful resource for people with mental illness. It takes away the stigma of mental illness and provides growth opportunities. And my guests this evening are also Ian Panico, who I mentioned was the director of the Lodge, and Tara Hacklitz, who is a resident of the Lodge. And we were just learning, what are some of the opportunities for you in the Lodge?
In the Lodge, it definitely makes you, advance or...
Grow.
It gives you really do grow from it. It definitely teaches you some independence, because a lot of the stigma with mental health, they don't think you can do anything. They just, you know, want to lock you up in a room and keep you there, and they just make you feel like you're not worth anything.
Tell me about the activity that you have been particularly interested in.
The volunteer work that I do, it's called Perfect Fit for Women in Allentown on Hamilton in the Business Center. They help low-income women that want to get back into the work field. They will give them an interview outfit when they make the appointment, and then if they get the job, they can come back and get a week's worth of clothing.
That is wonderful. And you help out?
Yeah, we help dress them. Like, they have their little own personal stylist. And it's like one-on-one. And there's only two dressing rooms so that they don't get involved and they have their privacy. And yeah.
So I have to say, because I don't think Tara's mentioned it, Tara has her license in cosmetology. So, yeah. I mean, really, when she started volunteering at a Perfect Fit, it was a perfect fit for her because she's very interested in style.
Yeah.
And so now she has the opportunity to assist others in dressing for success.
And it was crazy because I had taken me and one of the other residents, I took her shopping like a week before I got the volunteer job. And then I had a meeting with the certified peer specialist after we did that. And I was like, I want a job like that. I need, and I was like, there's nothing like that. And then I looked on the internet for the volunteer work in the Lehigh Valley, and I went in and I showed my interest, and then I talked to Ian. I'm like, can you call him and put a good word in for me? And he did. And
I tracked down their supervisor. I called like every day for a week.
Yeah. So like the staff at the Lodge will also help you out, and they'll do what they got to do to kind of help you advance.
So you have found your place with is it called a Perfect Fit?
Perfect Fit for Women. Totally.
Perfect Fit for Women. Well, that's really outstanding, and that gives you and that makes you help you feel good about yourself.
Good. Yeah, definitely.
And you're helping other people as well.
Right.
So we're going to talk more about the outstanding work that the Lodge is doing in the Lehigh Valley when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Hi, this is Janice Ian. Every Monday night at 7 o'clock, WDIY is keeping the golden age of folk music alive with folk classics. Your host, Steve Aronson, features music from all the singer-songwriters, including yours truly, from the groups, with a little folk rock sprinkled in for good measure. Folk Classics is the show to listen to, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WDIY.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobro, your host. And this evening we're talking about a very specially wonderful program that's been established in the Lehigh Valley called the Lodge. And the Lodge is a supported residential program for adults in Northampton County with mental illness. And the program provides supported housing for 12 individuals in the community at a reduced rate. It also provides employment, and it also provides activities that in order to be associated with the Lodge. And in the first part of the program, we were talking with Tara Hacklitz, who is a resident of the Lodge Supported Housing Program. And in this part of the program, we're going to be talking with Gregory Dutt, who is also part of the Lodge Program.
That's correct.
And how did you find out about the Lodge Program, Greg?
I was actually in the Hope House for a while, for about a month. And one of the CPS that worked there, named Joseph, had mentioned it to me. Very briefly, and I took his word.
And what was life like for you before you found the Lodge?
I came from such a dark background, using drugs to calm my mental illness down. I was to a point in my life where I was pretty much stranded. I was ready to live up on the Appalachian Trail.
And why was that, Greg?
People I've lived with, I was very mentally abused by them, and they kicked me out, you know, time after time.
So you got to the point where you wanted to live on the Appalachian Trail?
I didn't want to live there, but that was my only choice.
So that's what you were thinking about?
Yes.
And how did you come to discover the Lodge?
Went to the Pocono Medical Center for psychiatric treatment, and the next day I went to the Hope House.
To the crisis residence.
Yep.
And Hope House is a crisis residence.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
For about a month, I stayed there, and then the CPS that came there, Joseph, started mentioning the Lodge to me. And I said, I'll take a chance. And sure enough, it was the best choice that I made.
So how did the Lodge change you? What did you discover in the Lodge that you hadn't found any place else that you had been?
I found relief. I found relief that I'm not the only one that has a mental illness. And It put a brighter perspective on my future.
In what way, Greg?
Staying clean from drugs. I was 6 months on Tuesday.
Congratulations, bravo!
And working there, I was offered a job for a barista position from Ian.
You earned it.
So I
have to say, Greg says he was offered a job, but I had mentioned in the first half that he did an interview process. He was appropriate for it. I mean, he showed the skills. He earned that job, and he does very well.
And what is a barista?
It's somebody who serves coffee, takes orders. You could think like a waiter or waitress that specializes in coffee specialties.
Oh,
really?
Very good. So you serve at the
Cafe the Lodge.
Cafe the Lodge.
Yes.
Wonderful, and you're enjoying it.
I love my job. I love every part of it.
And how has it changed the way you feel about yourself?
I realize that there's somebody else inside of me that it's not just, you know, the old Greg, it's the new Greg. To meet new people, to interact with new people, members of the Lodge, we all pretty much have our backs.
So you've learned that you're a person.
Yes.
You're not a person with an illness and a problem. You're a person who has a capability to perform and to function and to do things. You are a person.
Yep.
And you're a responsible person. And that is really wonderful. Is that what it's all about?
It is. Yeah, it is.
And so what are some of the requirements and some of the things that people do, you know, to maintain their residence at the Lodge?
So what it comes down to is we require 8 hours of structured activity a week, And that could be employment, that could be volunteer work, that could be educational pursuits. So somebody going back to college, somebody finishing their GED.
So like Tara chose to do the...
Tara volunteers at A Perfect Fit for Women in Allentown. Greg works at Cafe the Lodge. You know, Greg picks up additional shifts and we have it too. So we require minimally 8 hours, but really, and I think I keep joking with Tara, but I really think she does volunteer about 30 hours a week. So she's always moving. Greg fills in shifts whenever. We require that people develop that sense of self-worth themselves. And, you know, that's being engaged in the community at large through that structured activity. But we also require that they engage in the community at the lodge amongst their peers. And we put a point value on every activity that we offer. So we offer activities 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Give us an example of what you mean by activities.
So we have, I'll rattle some off real quick. So we have outdoor adventures group. We have an arts and crafts group. We have a documentary night where people get together, watch a documentary of their choosing, have a discussion on it. We had a couple people at one point that were learning French together. We have, I mean, really anything that people want to do, go for it. We will absolutely support it within reason. We have taken outings to go laser tagging. We've gone to the beach. We have gone to community speakers. We actually went to see Gandhi's grandson speak over at Lehigh University a number of weeks ago. That was very cool. So really, there's all sorts of activities that we offer, and those are all held out of the lodge after the cafe closes. So after hours, you know, if you walk by, chances are you're going to see something going on.
So what you're saying is in order to participate in the lodge, you have to participate.
Yes.
You can't hang...
exactly.
Yeah, you can't hang out in your room.
Yes.
And you can't, you know, if you want to hang out in your room, the lodge is not the place for
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And Northampton County has been a big supporter of this because we're a housing program at heart. You know, we provide supported residential and, you know, our residents are required to pay a portion of their rent, but the county subsidizes a large portion of that. Part of that agreement is we will help subsidize your rent, but you have to take that control over your life. You have to show that you can be moving forward with things. You have to, and we'll help empower people. And I mean, truly, these two have done phenomenally well in our program and really are great examples of how the program can benefit somebody if you tie into it. And I mean, I've said it to other people, but I mean, Tara and Greg are not the same people that they were 6 months ago, you know, just totally. And I see them both like agreeing with me. Absolutely. you know, both have completely changed. And that's what the program's all about. But, you know, if you do the work, it works for you. But if you're not going to do anything, it's not the place for you.
So some of the activities that you have to, do the work, you have volunteer opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And those volunteer opportunities are?
Well, we've got a gardening club that we have. It should be starting soon because it's now spring. So it'll probably be Monday mornings this year. We have people getting together to maintain our garden in the back where people can eat. And it's actually called our mindfulness garden. It's gorgeous back there. It's actually where I go when I'm having a pretty stressful time. We ask that people help clean up after our Friday night events. So we always have some sort of special engagement on a Friday night. So our first Friday activity is an open mic night where we have people from the community can come and perform. We have some people that do a little bit of poetry, some people that do music, totally open to the public. We have extended hours, so the cafe does serve food at that time. Our second Friday is the Charter School of Arts have a student showcase that happens from the Literary Arts Department. This is one of our newer ones, and I know Tara's been there. I know Greg's been there, too. Actually, you've both been there. And these students are like middle schoolers and just are so amazing. You know, they have so much talent. It's amazing to hear them speak about their work and perform. And they get the benefit of having a supported environment. So like students that themselves have struggles come in and they can be part of this program and showcase their works to the public.
When you say students with struggles, what are you referring to?
So, I don't think it's any secret that artists tend to be a little bit more on the mental health side of things. It's just I think it comes with the territory a little bit. People that view the world a little differently. So a lot of these students have their own anxieties and their own fears and their own depression. And,
very good.
You know, there's certainly students that have, you know, are part of that population that have gone through their own crises. And so they have an environment that they can really connect with, and it shows that support.
And the third Friday?
The third Friday, we have an open mic night again. And our fourth Friday, we have a live band come in. So we have rotating bands, bands that are now are seeking us out because they want to perform there, coming out. And when we have a fifth Friday that comes up in the month, we rotate through different events. Like in October, we typically do like a Halloween dance, which is really popular. You know, we've had extra performers come in. I'm hopeful that we'll be able to do maybe some art shows at some point. But yeah, Tara won best costume this year for October. So we're always that fifth Friday is kind of one of these floating events that we can kind of change up.
Now, how does a person, perhaps somebody is listening who has a family member or they know of somebody who would like to be involved in the program, how do they make contact?
They can call us. They can stop in. People can seek me out. The other thing I always recommend to people, so if you're listening and you have any sort of struggle, if you're in Lehigh County, contact Lehigh County Mental Health and go to intake and referral, and they will sit down and they will do an intake and referral set interview with you to find out what services are available. Same for Northampton County. If you're a Northampton County resident, you can go to Northampton County Mental Health for an intake and referral, and also Department of Human Services. So if you need any additional support.
So that this program is available to people who are interested and who might have a problem, mm-hmm. and they can go either to Northampton or Lehigh?
So specifically for our program, we because we're Northampton County mental health funded program, we only offer our services to Northampton County residents with a mental health diagnosis. For a resident of the lodge, they have to have some sort of income. Many are Social Security that we can base rent on. It could be employment if somebody's got some sustained employment. But I always recommend starting at the intake and referral department because that'll get your foot in the door so then you can see what services are available.
I want to thank you, Ian Panico, director of the lodge, and residents Tara and Gregory, for helping us to understand the outstanding programs offered by the lodge and the outstanding opportunity for the community to participate in a delicious breakfast or lunch. Most of all, we thank you for achieving your objective, which is to blur the stigma of mental illness and help your residents and the community become aware of their potential for success and contribution to the community. You have helped us to take charge of our lives by understanding that disability does not mean inability. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.